You're probably thinking, what is this guy talking about? Companies are going out of business, the economy is going downhill, people are losing their jobs, and you're telling me now is the best time to start an online business? And I say yes. I'm gonna give you my reasons why I think 2020 is the best time to start an online business and why you shouldn't miss it. So stay tuned. I always say when one door closes, another one opens, and this is exactly what this pandemic is showing. It's showing that those companies that relied on people to go into the store, relied people to work in a building, inside, can actually do everything remotely, or at least mostly remotely compared to what we saw before. So this is what I call another opening. You see a shift from physical demand to online demand. And this is where the companies who have been booming online are even booming even more. Like Peloton, who's used to doing workouts over online, over video at home. Instacart, which is an online delivery service, they're getting more services than they ever have before. Zoom, which used to be a video business call, and wasn't doing great, but this pandemic pushed it over the top, and it's doing better even now. So all these flaws the pandemic is causing and all these issues the pandemic is causing, it's also opening new doors for new companies to thrive and do better and grow their business. And this is an opportunity they're taking not lightly. They're putting all hands forward, and the reason is because over the next couple of years, before everything settles back to where it is or a new normal, companies will be switching to online resolution. So if you have an idea that you think is a solution or people can use it as a solution to a problem they have, then I would start. Don't wait, start now. There's always a solution to an online solution that you can provide. And if you can provide it, you'll get paid. And if you get paid, you can grow your business. So if you have an idea, an online idea that you can think would help one, two, or even three people, start now. Because once you get one person on board, you get two people on board, four people on board, eight people on board, and it just keeps doubling as long as you provide a service to the user. So for example, I'm taking advantage of this time to grow my YouTube channel. And by the way, if you want to help me out, please subscribe down below. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be doing a lot of tech reviews and talking about other tech related things like this. And the reason I'm saying this is because even though you might think, oh, it's too hard, it's not possible to do it, I'm only one person, that's how all business started it. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, he started by delivering books online. Guess where he is now 20 years later? And any other company that I could list on and on. You just have to begin. And this is why exactly I started my YouTube journey. And even though you're thinking, but YouTube doesn't pay, it doesn't right away, but if you put in the time and the work and get monetized, which is one of my goals that I want to get, you eventually would get paid. And if you can provide a better service, then you can actually start classes, doing separate side businesses onto your business. For example, if you want to tutor math, you can make math videos, and then you can make online classes. And everything's switching online, so this will be a positive thing for you. And you're probably thinking, everyone's already done it, everyone already has a solution, why would I do it again? Well, I'll tell you why. Just because it's done once doesn't mean you can't do it better. I can name many companies that have started and done it better. Think of car manufacturers, computer manufacturers, anything you can think of, any online business, any delivery service. There's always somebody before them, but they still tried and proceeded, and then they conquered. And that's the way you can go too. Since you're at home and you have all the time you need, this is the right time to do it. Stick to your gut, try it, because you won't regret it. You will regret it if you don't try it. And this is why I'm saying this is the perfect time to do it. All these flaws the pandemic has officially caused, and all the issues that it's caused, it's actually opened a new door for an online business, and it's gonna boom, and you don't want to miss it. Because if you do miss it, you're going to hate yourself. You're going to look it back a couple years back and you're going to say, wow, I had an idea, but I didn't pursue it. This is why I'm saying pursue it. I'm pursuing YouTube. You pursue whatever you want. Pursue whatever business you think is going to work. It's better to try than not try at all. And this is why I'm saying go for it. And the thing you have to remember, sometimes not the first idea will make you a millionaire, but maybe the second or the third. And the only way to get to that second idea is to fail at the first one or fail at the second one and move on. And as always, you've seen it happen. People are always like, this will never work. Nobody would ever care about this. For example, Peloton. Who would take classes online to interact with other people and lift at the gym or bike at the gym or anything else? But then officially it switched to online. Now people are doing online gym classes. They're doing online cooking classes instead of going in. You've seen this shift over the years. Everything was in person. Now everything's becoming over a video call. Now everything's becoming over a video chat. And everything is shifting. Anything that you've been able to do in person is officially shifting to online. And this is why I'm saying this is the opportunity. So if you have half an idea and you want to pursue it. Grab a friend, grab a couple of friends, get on board and begin. And if you have any questions on how to do it, use YouTube as a resource, use Google as a resource. There's so much resource on how you can start a business, do a startup, or anything else that in this decade, the internet is your friend. Use it to your ability, use it for info, use it for anything else that you want to do, but use it as a tool to build your business because that's how everyone does it. Nobody knows how to do it at first. They learn from their mistakes and they succeed. And I bet if you try and you fail and you try again, you will succeed and you will surprise yourself with what you can do. And this is why I'm saying 2020 is the best year to start an online business, and I'm there with you. So let's begin.